Hello there. Welcome to the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah, and I am here to talk all things private practice, helping you to build your vision of the private practice of your dreams. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back. Today's podcast, we are going to be talking about optimizing your office systems. And there's a good rule known as the rule of one, where you make one improvement to your office systems every week. And if you decide you don't want to do it every week, if you've got a bigger project, you want to extend that timeline horizon, obviously that's fine. But the idea is to have one thing that you decide you're going to work on and really get done outside of your normal daily, you know, day-to-day activities. Now, deciding on what your one thing is going to be for the week, I find it is best just to listen to your gut. Because let's all be real, we know where we are a hot mess in our business. It might be billing, it might be you, and it's totally okay if it's you. So let's be real about it. If it's you, that's fine. And honestly, that's okay because it's just easier to fix if it's something you can fix anyways, if it's not something that someone else is doing or someone else is in charge of. But I know what everyone's saying. You're sitting there going, but how do I decide that one thing? There's so many things that need my attention at all times. And this is partly what leads to us feeling burned out as business owners, is there's literally just too many single little things, and we're trying to juggle and get to all of them at one time without necessarily really fixing any of them. We're sort of just getting through. So one of the best ways to figure out what system you want to work on is break down your systems into categories, and then break each of those categories further down into processes. Really, if you just do this one time at the very beginning, this will be pretty much your template for deciding what you're going to work on going forward. So let's do an example. Let's do the system of billing. Now, of billing, all of the different processes that are in it, you could write down everything from sending claims, checking eligibility, collecting copays, sending patient bills, doing self-audits, looking at the different codes and how much you're getting paid or not getting paid, denials. There's a lot of different processes within that billing system that you can write down. So that's what I'm talking about doing. Write all of those things down as kind of your little sub-processes. Now you're going to pick a process and you're going to take a really high level, like 30,000 feet in the air view of it. Take out all the emotion. Don't worry about how much of a mess it already is. Don't worry about what your accountant or biller is going to think of you. Just take everybody out of it and look at it from a very objective, high-level standpoint. Now that you're there, ask yourself, what would an ideal process for this look like? And then write it all down. And I mean be as objective as you can. So let's say we're going to go with the example of sending bills to patients, like actually billing them after their services, sending the paper bills. Write down what an ideal process would look like. Maybe for you, that's just not having to send them because we've managed to collect everything up front. That would be ideal. Not having to pay for mailers. Patients could pay online. Patients could be notified electronically with a link to how to pay. You want to write all of those things down, and then, still maintaining that 30,000 foot view, go back, look through, and compare it to what you're currently doing. And if you have to, and I do this too, if you have to, imagine it's somebody else's office. Imagine it's a friend of yours. They're wanting you to look at this process and say, hey, where can I make changes? Look at where your changes would make the most impact. So what are you not doing currently, or what are you doing currently that you shouldn't be? And like, what little change could you make that would make the largest impact in getting you towards that ideal? So maybe for this example of sending out patient bills, you decide that sending paper mailers and having an online payment system instead is the way you're going to go. So you're deciding you're going to establish an online payment system. Write down your change you're planning on making. The change for this is going to be change to electronic bill pay for patients. Now, I want you to go through and write down what steps would need to happen in order for this to become a reality. Even if you don't have a timeline on this yet, that's fine. But write down the steps that would need to happen. So first, you would need to have a system that can even accept those payments. if you don't have a credit card processing system, which I can't imagine a practice does not, but you never know. If you don't already have that, you need to have it. If you already have it, great. You're one step into where you need to be. Two, does your system have a portal for patients to bill pay through? You know, find out how to set that up. There's something you can do. You can find out how you're even going to get that set. Three, collect the emails. Say you decide to do this through email. You need your front desk staff to be collecting the emails for all patients that are coming in. If they are absolutely not going to be able to do email, that's fine, right? We all have those patients. But for the most part, most people could do email. So make sure your staff is collecting all emails. Four, you're going to find out how your current billing software can send invoice electronically. Are they able to do it even? If they're not, you may need to look into a software that can. And if you do have a software that can, maybe the fifth thing is that you need to be able to input that patient information into the correct place in the billing software so that this goes out. Once you have your list of the steps that you would need to do in order to make this a reality, now you're going to do your schedule. So you're going to look at what steps need to happen, how long is it realistically going to take, who's going to be doing it. So I don't want everybody just assuming, oh, I want to make this change, I'm the one that's going to do it. Don't fall into that doctor trap of it's just easier if I do it myself. Please. You need the help. You need to assign these items to someone, preferably somebody in your office, virtual assistant or otherwise. So write out each of your steps, write out who's going to be doing it, and then get your deadline. Get a deadline even for each step if that helps you do it. If this is a larger project, sometimes lining each one of those out per week is the way to do it because maybe this is going to take you a month or two to actually complete. And look, even though this process change isn't going to fully realize overnight, and it may take you 6 to 9 months to really see the changes, you've just implemented a far more efficient and less costly, less time-consuming process for you. When this does fully come to fruition, you are going to be so glad that you did it. Let's take a second example. Let's say new patient paperwork. Again, 30,000 foot view. What's the ideal situation? Everybody comes in, their paperwork is already done. It's already integrated into our system. We're paperless. Great. That's an ideal system for me. What is it currently doing? Oh, maybe it's taking too long because it's still on paper. Maybe you're still dealing with people showing up on time for their appointment and now starting the paperwork. So you're already 15 minutes into your new patient visit. Maybe it doesn't go into the EMR completely. Maybe you're having to upload it as a document into your EMR. So it's not integrating itself. So what are the steps that we can take to go from our current situation into fully integrated in the EMR? First question is can my EMR do forms? I would say other than a few really, really, really basic and cheaper systems, which, you know, I'm all for it, not knocking those. If it works for you for now, great. But if you're hitting a place where you're spending more time or your staff is spending more time uploading and inputting things and you could be seeing additional patients and you've got the schedule for it, this may be where you want to look at an EMR that actually can integrate these forms. But most of them actually can. It's just a matter of sitting down and designing the forms and designing the templates the way you want. The other thing would be to, you know, set up an email. If you decide, you know, hey, my EMR can't support this, but I could do fillable PDFs, great. Then make sure you have a HIPAA-compliant email that you can email patients directly the forms, and then they can email them back to you. And then your staff isn't having to print them out. So we're at the less paper goal here. The next step you would have to take, you'd have to create those forms. So either in your EMR or via paper and making them into a PDF, you're going to create those forms. Then you'd need to have your receptionist or front desk person make sure that they're sending those forms to all patients as the only option to fill out. Don't leave an option for coming in a little bit early unless the patient really truly needs that. If they really truly need that, they will ask you for it. But just have your staff pretend that this is the only option. They have to fill it out ahead of time. But you need to have a, you know, maybe a process put in place for your staff to do that. So now we need, you know, a little bit of a training protocol here on how you're going to have your staff tell patients about it, how your staff is going to direct patients to where your forms can be found, how your staff is going to collect that information from patients and make sure it is integrating into the EMR. Now you're going to back up and you're going to do your schedule. So each step, what has to happen, who's going to do it, and then you get your deadline. If you can implement this process as a way of going through all of your systems, then over time, you're going to make leaps and bounds in terms of increasing the efficiency and decreasing all the excess and the waste, which really, when we think about it, that waste is what causes us to get so stressed. It's why we have anxiety. We've got too many things going on in the background. We feel like we can't necessarily focus on patient care because of things like paperwork and billing and managing staff. So if you can come up with ways like this to better manage all of those things more quickly and efficiently, you are going to increase how much you are able to see patients. You're going to increase the enjoyment of your practice, and you're going to decrease your stress. Like that alone, decreasing the stress is enough reason to want to do this. So try to remember the rule of one the next time you are in your office and you have 2 seconds to think. I would write out all your systems, do this all once, write out all your processes, and then attack them one by one. Just knock them out. Hopefully this is a method of reviewing things that really helps you guys out. If you need to make adjustments and maybe it doesn't work quite right for you, just play with it as a framework. Figure out what's going to work for you. I know for me, this has really helped with knocking out larger projects and smaller projects. And it puts them into little bite-sized pieces that I know I can knock out each week or each month, so that if I'm thinking about the year in terms of 12-week quarters, if I just knock out one large project a quarter, by the end of the year, I am always so amazed at how much we've managed to change and grow the practice and how much better our systems are and how our revenue is increased as a result of that. So hopefully this is stuff that's helpful for you guys. We will see you next time on the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a good night.